Welcome back. Welcome back to the Letters and Layers podcast. Welcome to any new listeners. This is the 3-year anniversary episode of this podcast. Yay! 3 years ago today, my first episode, my journey towards becoming a psych mental health NP, was published on all podcast platforms. And I was actually listening to that episode last week, clips here and there. And it's amazing to think that I am at this point. Literally just had this idea, was still living in Connecticut. I knew I wanted to start a podcast, but didn't know about what initially. And then I told the story before, I was in the shower and it just hit me. I was just like, duh, like I love books. Let me make it about books. Let me talk about mental health. Let me talk about my life. Let me talk about things I've learned. Let me talk about lessons, things like that. And with that, the podcast was born. I published my first podcast while living in downtown New Haven. Had just graduated from nursing school, but was still working as a nurse. I hadn't started working as a nurse practitioner yet. That came like 4 months later. But I had this idea and I decided on a name and I did my research. And by research, I mean YouTube. I downloaded an podcast editing software. I bought a microphone that looked decent that I still use. And we were off to the races. And it has been over 60 episodes since. I'm starting to feel emotional, but I'm just so thankful to myself. If y'all know that Snoop Dogg video, I think he was at a graduation giving the keynote speech and he was thanking everyone and he was like, lastly, I'd like to thank me. I want to thank God first and foremost, but I want to thank me. I want to thank me for having this idea and executing it and staying consistent with it. I want to thank myself for that. I want to thank God for giving me this idea, because this is the only thing in my life that I started and have been consistent with. Like the way that I decided to start and I was like, you know what, doing weekly episodes will be too much, but I can commit to twice a month. I can commit to certain days in the month. And sticking with that is mind-blowing. There's nothing in my life that I have decided to do on my own accord with no external accountability that I have kept going, like consistently. There are things that, you know, I start and stop. There are things in my life that are always in my life and I'm not always doing it. I kind of like, you know, focus on it and then give it a break, things like that. But I have been showing up for myself and my audience with this podcast for the last 3 years. And I have lived so many lives since then. I've lived in 3 states since then. I was in Connecticut, then I moved to New York. Now I'm here. And I've gotten married since then. No, I was already married. I was already married at that point. But yeah, my husband and I have really started our life together since then. I've really grown in my profession since then. I have amazing friendships in my life and I'm, you know, nurturing new ones. I've talked a bunch about friendships on this podcast. I hope you, you know, give them a listen, take a look back in the catalog. It's wild to say catalog, man. Sheesh. I have a catalog. I have a catalog of podcast episodes. I wonder what things will look like in the next 3 years, in the next 5 years. I'm excited to hit year 4, year 5, year 10. But I don't want to look too far in the future. I want to really savor this 3 years doing this. And it's been the greatest gift to myself. And I think that's part of why I keep doing it. When people say you have to know your why for why you do things, it's so true. You have to know your why. And it has to really be strong enough to keep you going. Because I've had episodes in the past that get zero listens. When I first started out, an episode would get one or two listens for the month or whatever, a handful of listens. And our community has grown since then. And regardless of that, you know, I've really asked God to just give me insight and clarity on this long-term project of mine. And he was like, whether one person or a million people listen to this podcast, you're doing it for me. You're doing it for my glory. It is my assignment that I've given you, and you will continue until I tell you to stop. That's what I heard. I remember earlier this summer, you know, I have moments where I'm just like, this podcast is a waste of time. Like, you have your moments, you know? I've had those moments, but I always come back. By the time it's time to record, I always come back. And they're not often, but on occasion. So I went on a long walk on a Sunday morning. I was listening to this audiobook called Unraveled by Deanna Larea, which I highly recommend. I'm pacing myself with that book. It's a faith and spirituality book, but it's like nothing I've ever read or listened to. And I think it's really kind of transformed my relationship to God in a very positive way. So I was listening to the book, and then I came home, and I just felt something in my spirit about this podcast. And I wrote it down, and it was pretty much like, whether one person listens to it or 1 million people listen to it, this is something that you're going to keep doing until I tell you not to do it anymore. I was like, okay, all right. So here I am, year 3. And I'm giving myself, at the very least, 10 years to do this. This is a 10-year project. So we'll see where I'm at next year. We'll see where I'm at in 5 years, in 6 years, 7 years, 10 years. We'll see what my life looks like in that time frame. It'll be so crazy to continue to document how things unfold, the lessons I'm learning, insights from people and the environment around me, and just continuing to become a better person. I want to thank, I feel like I'm giving an acceptance speech, but I feel moved to do this. I want to thank the people that have continued to encourage me to keep going. I want to thank my dear friend Goetti. I don't know if she'll listen to this episode, but I don't know what it is about her. I tell her that she and I, we are aligned. We are sisters. We are women that were meant to cross paths in this life, because in moments where I feel maybe discouraged about the podcast or the direction it might be going or just what to do, like, she'll send me a voice note and be like, Amaka, this podcast episode came right on time. You are amazing as always. I love you, girl. The insight you have cannot be replicated. You are amazing. I love her so much. Those voice notes come just on time for me, and it just gives me the little push to be like, okay, I got to keep going, because if I don't post a podcast episode, maybe Goetti will notice. Like, I don't want to let her down, you know? And like other people who, you know, just support me just by listening, even if it's for one episode, you know? So I really appreciate everyone who has encouraged me to keep going. It has meant more to me than, you know, truly, 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 truly. So, yeah, I just wanted to take a moment and acknowledge the milestone that I have hit with this podcast and also highlight my blog that I started a couple months ago called My Letters and Layers. It has a podcast page that I'm working to build slowly with, you know, episode descriptions and transcripts. And then it has a specific blog page where, you know, I highlight certain books with my favorite quotes. I've written some personal blogs. I've written some episode recaps. I mentioned some episodes back that I was watching Queenie, and I'm writing episode recaps for that show. So episode one and two are published. And I also added the reaction essay that I wrote for the book Girl, Woman, Other by Bernardine Evaristo. So there's some content on there. I just published my blog post about my trip to Portugal in January, added some pictures. So if you're interested in that, give it a peek. And I've added an art page, which doesn't have anything on it yet, but I will slowly add art that I see in my neighborhood, art that I buy, art that I make. You know, I've talked a little bit on the podcast about really wanting to lean back into me, into my creativity as an adult. And I want to have a place where I can kind of document that journey too. So I'll have the link of the blog in the show notes. And if you are interested, take a peek. And if you have any thoughts, let me know. So I wanted to move on and share a list that I developed about 6 weeks ago. I can't believe it's September 1st. I am recording. If you are listening on September 1st, I literally recorded this episode a couple hours before, earlier in the morning. So you're getting me as close to real time as possible. I wanted to do this because of the anniversary and having it be the milestone, and I really wanted it to be, you know, as close to publishing as possible. So, yeah, it is September 1st when you're hearing my voice. And early morning, it's the 7 o'clock hour. So, right around my birthday last month, or wow, well, July now, I wrote a list of 35 lessons for turning 35. And I wanted to share that list today. I feel like these are lessons that some I have learned since my 20s, and many, you know, I'm learning and have learned since I turned 30 and entered my 30s. And I'm sure I'm going to have more lessons that I continue to learn and apply to my life as I get older. But these 35 lessons, I feel like on any given day, I'm applying one or two of them to my life. And it has made my life more enriching. They have made my life more enriching, more enjoyable, more impactful. They have allowed me to use my time more wisely. They have allowed me to stay connected to people close to me. And I, you know, will always reference back to these lessons and continue to add to it. And maybe this becomes a thing. I would love to have a 40 lessons for 40, 45 for 45, 50 for 50. We'll see. But yes, these are 35 lessons that I've learned for turning 35. Lesson number one, you don't have to finish the book if you don't connect to it. You can move on. Lesson number two, grieve for however long you need to. There is no timeline for the grieving process. Lesson number three, read the lyrics to the songs you love or hum absentmindedly. You may love the song more or find out you have no business singing that song in the first place. Lesson number four, pick an album from an artist or band you've never listened to and play it from beginning to end, no skips. It can break up the monotony or routine of the day, add some novelty, and you might find some new music you've fallen in love with. Lesson number five, take breaks from social media. 12, 18, 24, 36, 48 hours. However long you think you can do, double it and challenge yourself. See how it feels for you. Lesson number six, don't start your day on the phone. Do something unrelated to a screen. Take a morning walk, meditate, pray, write, or journal. Lean into your creativity. Anything that will get the natural, happy, calming hormones going. Buy an analog clock so you don't depend on your phone to wake you up. Lesson number seven. How your day begins is not how it has to end. How your week starts is not how it has to end. Lesson number eight. Go out to networking events. If for nothing else, get out of your comfort zone, meet people, practice the art of conversation, and build connections in your field or outside of it. You will get so much farther in your career when you build a solid network. Lesson number nine, take the solo trip. Don't wait for people to be ready. If they're serious, book the trip, tell them when and where, and invite them to come. Let them know you'd love for them to join you, but there is no pressure. Don't miss out on amazing opportunities to see new places and learn about yourself. Lesson number 10. Prioritize your friendships. They need to be nurtured the way romantic relationships do and are just as important. Lesson number 11. Take care of your skin. Hydrate. Apply sunscreen. Quit smoking or vaping. Curb the alcohol and limit the sugar. Find a skincare routine that works for you and stick with it. It doesn't have to be complicated. A good cleanser, moisturizer, or moisturizer-sunscreen combo and toner might be all you need. Lesson number 12. When people come to mind, reach out. Voice note, text, call, however you can. Don't dismiss the feeling. Try to send a voice note or call, though. Hearing one's voice feels more personal and it lets them know you are thinking about them. Lesson number 13. Pick up the hobbies that give you joy as a child. Braiding lanyard, blowing bubbles, sculpting clay, drawing, painting, doing puzzles, whatever it is. It can still be a source of joy and a stress reliever. Lesson number 14. Print those photos that are in your camera roll. Create that photo album. Lesson number 15. Buy the physical album or vinyl. Own the music. Support the artist. Lesson number 16. Move your body daily. A 10-minute walk, a stretching session. Maintain your mobility. It only becomes more invaluable with age. Lesson number 17. Make the effort to look put together, even at home. You'll be surprised how much better you feel about yourself. Lesson number 18, learn a new language. Commit to the skill of being able to communicate in a language other than English. Lesson number 19, look up your local theater. Pick a play that's showing and go. Lesson number 20, discern what in your life you should fight and what you should surrender to. Lesson number 21. You'll surprise yourself with how much progress you can make in small amounts of time.
Don't underestimate how much you can accomplish in 5 minutes.
Lesson number 22. Take 10 deep consecutive breaths at least once a day. Lesson number 23. Write your accomplishments down and read them back when you need encouragement. Lesson 24. Give self-help and nonfiction a break every once in a while. Pick up a novel. Flex your imagination muscle. Lesson number 25. Don't expect the results if you don't do the work. Lesson number 26. Just start. You'll figure it out along the way. Lesson number 27. You're only too old if you think you are. Lesson number 28. Take photos of yourself. Document your life for yourself. Time is moving at lightning speed. Do it to freeze time, if only for a moment. Lesson number 29. Societal timelines are arbitrary. Let things unfold naturally in your time and how it feels right for you. Lesson number 30. Don't be so hard on yourself. Lesson number 31. Sometimes you have to be your one and only cheerleader. Lesson number 32. Don't be surprised or discouraged when people don't see your vision. It was given to you, not them, for a reason. Lesson number 33. Embrace moments of silence and quiet. You'll have an easier time hearing your inner voice. Lesson number 34. Don't measure success day to day. Approach it from week to week, month to month, and year to year. Otherwise, it can feel like you're not moving forward. Lesson number 35. Nothing is new under the sun. If you have an idea, something you want to do, don't be discouraged because you think it's been done. It hasn't been done by you. It may be similar or inspired by something else, but you are what makes it different. You are the X factor. So that's it. Those are the 35 lessons for turning 35. I know I will continue to reference these lessons moving forward. I will probably continue to add more as they come to me. I hope, even if it's one lesson, I hope something stuck out to you. I hope something moved you in your spirit. I hope something inspired you to make a change, no matter how small. I hope something inspires you to be a better person for yourself first, before anyone else. And thank you. Thank you for the support with this podcast. Thank you if you've been listening from the beginning. Thank you if you just found this episode and you are hearing my voice for the first time. Thank you if you've jumped in and out. Thank you if you've only listened to a minute. If at any point in these 3 years you saw my podcast and you decided to press play and spend some time with me, no matter how short, I appreciate you so much. I thank you so much, and I wish the best for anyone whose ears my voice, and I wish everyone the best whose ears my voice is falling on. Thank you guys again. As always, please reach out to me via email, contact@theLettersAndLayers.com. Feel free to reach me via Instagram @Amaka_AG. Feel free to check out the blog, theLettersAndLayers.com. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. The next episode, I'll give some personal updates and we will pick out some lessons from this list and dive a little deeper. But otherwise, please share, please recommend as always. Anyone who thinks would love this episode or past episodes, please share it with them. Please leave a review on your preferred listening platform if any episodes have positively impacted you. And I'll talk to you guys again soon. Thank you so much. Bye.